Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. If you or someone you know is facing a crisis at this time and needing little nuggets of biblical hope, check out my devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. Its 90 devotions will direct your heart into the promises of God where hope is found. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Genesis 46, 2. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 46, 2. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." I've heard it said that there are only two guarantees in life, death and taxes. That's kind of depressing, actually, but that's what the world gives us. So let's set those guarantees aside, and today let's look at five guarantees that God gives us. First, though, let's look at the context of today's verse. It comes from the Bible story where the Old Testament character Jacob was on his way to Egypt to meet Joseph, the son who, he'd been told, was dead. About 15 years prior, Jacob's other sons had sold teenage Joseph into slavery because they were jealous of their father's love for him. They'd covered up their crime by telling Jacob that a wild animal had killed Joseph. Jacob believed them. So imagine his shock and bewilderment and joy when he learned that Joseph was alive and well in Egypt and now second in command to Pharaoh. So here we are, catching a glimpse of Jacob's encounter with God one night while making the journey to Egypt. There's no doubt that this encounter filled Jacob's heart with hope as he headed into uncertainty. And there's no doubt that it can fill our hearts with hope too, because it teaches us five God-given guarantees that will never, ever fail. First, God knows us by name. We are not just one in more than 8 billion people on the planet. We are individuals who matter to our Creator. "Jacob, Jacob," God called to the elderly man. What a beautiful demonstration of God's relationship with His people. Scripture contains many examples of Him calling His children by name. There's Hagar, Moses, and Samuel. They're just but a few. John 10:3 says that the shepherd calls his sheep by name. And Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." God knows you by name, my friend. You matter to Him. And this guarantee stands firm. Second, God has a plan for our lives. We're not here by happenstance. During that nighttime encounter, God confirmed that He wanted Jacob to go to Egypt and revealed that He would make Jacob's family into a great nation. That was His plan for Jacob's life. He has a plan for our lives too. Some of those plans are revealed in the Bible, like He wants us to be people of prayer, for instance, and people who express gratitude in every situation, and people who are controlled by the love of Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. But He has specific plans for us too, and He's created, equipped, and positioned us to see those plans fulfilled. We are here for a reason. That's a guarantee on which we can stand. Third, God's plan for us will stretch our faith. Jacob must have been scared, so why else would God appear in a vision and say, "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt"? Other biblical characters struggled with fear over God's plan for their lives, too. Moses argued with God when God appointed him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Elijah ran for his life when Queen Jezebel threatened to kill him for being a prophet of God. Queen Esther faced possible execution for attempting to save the Jewish nation by entering the king's presence without being summoned first. Walking out God's plan for us might feel scary sometimes, but this doesn't mean we're doing something wrong. It means God is entrusting us with an opportunity to experience Him in new ways. Faith-stretching experiences deepen our understanding of who God is. God will bring those experiences to us for that purpose. This is a guarantee that will never expire. Fourth, God is with us. God said to Jacob, "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make your family into a great nation. I will go with you down to Egypt." The Bible contains so many stories in which God promised to go with those He'd chosen for a specific task. Take Moses, Joshua, Gideon, and the disciples, for example. The promise of His presence remains true for us today. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, He said, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." God is with us. This is a guarantee that never fails. And last, God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Genesis 46:3, He spoke these words to Jacob, "I am God, the God of your father." I am God. The words "I am" indicate present tense. He was the God of Jacob's father, trustworthy then and trustworthy now. His unchangeable nature, His faithfulness throughout all generations is a guarantee on which we can count. The world tells us that the only guarantees of which we can be sure are death and taxes, but I disagree. For those who know Jesus as Savior and Lord, we have something so much better than that. We can stand on the guarantee that God knows us by name. We can be sure He has a plan for our lives. We can be certain that He will bring faith-stretching experiences into our lives to lead us into a deeper understanding of who He is. We can be 100% sure that God is with us, and we can be confident of His faithfulness throughout the generations. How's that for hope? Let's pray. Almighty God, thank You for giving us guarantees that will never fail or expire. We count on You and Your promises, and we find hope there. When everything changes around us, when uncertainty rushes in like a flood, our hope remains steadfast and sure because of who You are. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.